You're on your classic It's Breakfast with Jordan Curtis. And the COVID-19 vaccination, we know that, we've heard a lot about blood clotting, of course, as a smaller risk as that is. And of course, other heart health effects of the COVID-19 vaccine. Again, very minuscule. But what should we know? And should we stop it from us getting the vaccination? I'm joined by Imelda Lynch, CEO of Heart Foundation SANT. Imelda, how's it going?
Yeah, really good. Thank you, Jordan.
So, of course, we know it's important to see our GP for regular checkups, and we are in the middle of a pandemic. But, you know, it is that getting in the way of people actually checking in with their GPs?
Yeah, so the Heart Foundation's been having a look at this, and, you know, I know a lot of other organisations have been doing the same. We're all very concerned about maybe the virus is stopping people checking in with their doctor for their routine medical checkups. So the data's telling us that there's been thousands of people that should have been chatting with their GP about their blood pressure and cholesterol, and they haven't been doing that. So it's really important to keep doing that and let the health professionals, manage the infection risk around visiting the doctor.
And I guess the other concern is that if we do see cases of COVID-19 popping up in SA and our hospitals have to start taking on those cases, and rightly so, maybe if someone has a heart event, they might not have the chance to see the doctor as quickly as possible.
Yeah, look, our hospitals, that's certainly what we don't want to happen, of course, which is what, the health professionals are telling us. The most important thing that we can ask South Australians to do is to get vaccinated and make sure you go back for that second vaccination, because we know that if people do that, the risk of us spreading the disease, should we get it, reduces significantly. I did have a bit of a look this morning. So the people in Port Pirie districts, currently 63% of people, eligible people, have had the first dose and 47% have had that second dose. So I'm really urge people, and certainly Professor Nicola Spirier is telling us this every day, to make sure that you, if you haven't booked in and you're eligible, get going, because the vaccination is the thing that's going to be the most important thing that we do to keep our hospitals empty of COVID cases. And then should people need emergency treatments for heart attacks and things like that, then there shouldn't be any problems with that.
Of course, if we're looking at our heart health, COVID-19 as a virus doesn't do a lot of good things for our heart health, does it?
No, so we know that people with heart disease, should they get COVID-19 virus, they are certainly much more risk at developing nasty complications and, some and even dying from it. So whilst there's small risks associated with having the vaccines, and you mentioned the clot at the beginning, but I know the health professionals have got that under control now. They recognise it and are treating that pretty well. And then there's the small risk around getting a bit of inflammation of the heart with the vaccination, the Pfizer one. But again, that's very minuscule, not happening in many people, and very short-lived. The people who do get that are getting better really quickly. So the risks of not being vaccinated are far, far higher than the very, very small risk that you might have by having the vaccine.
Like you said, the clotting, they seem to be getting onto it pretty quick, because I can't remember the last time I actually heard about a case of clotting reported in the media, at least. So I imagine that means it's even less likely nowadays.
I'm not sure about those figures, Jordan, but I certainly am very aware that the doctors now recognise it quickly, treat it quickly, and it's much less of a problem.
So, obviously, what are the stats then with people avoiding the hospitals, avoiding their GP at the moment, with COVID-19 being an issue? How many people aren't actually checking in for their heart health?
Yeah, so we've found that about so far since March last year, there's about 27,000 people who should have had a heart health check and they have missed doing that. And so what that means is those people aren't getting the right treatment for maybe their high blood pressure, their high cholesterol, and it puts them at risk of having future heart attacks and strokes. So the best thing people can do is make an appointment with their GP and get that heart health check, have the right treatment, stop smoking, get some exercise, take your tablets that you're prescribed by your doctor, and you reduce your risk significantly by doing that.
And of course, even though restrictions are pretty light on at the moment as far as exercise goes in SA, one of the consistent things throughout this pandemic has been able to get outside and get your exercise even when there's a lockdown. So I guess there's always the opportunity to look after your heart health through exercise and through healthy eating throughout the pandemic.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. And, you know, I think the government recognises the significant importance of letting us out to get some exercise. So even in New South Wales and Victoria, you'd know that people are allowed to go out and exercise. And 30 minutes of walking 5 times a week reduces your risk of heart disease by about 35%. And like I've said before, if that was a tablet, we'd all take it. If it was a drug, we'd all be on that one because it's such an easy, simple thing for most of us to do. And getting a good, healthy diet as well, whilst we don't have quite the same level of freedom, then, you know, maintaining some good, healthy eating. Loads of recipes on the Heart Foundation website to help people do that. They're two really easy, good things that we can all be doing.
And a third thing we could all be doing, which is easy and simple, is also going to get vaccinated.
Go and get that vaccine. I can't tell everyone out there how important that is. Yeah.
No worries. Well, Imelda, thank you so much for your time today.
Thanks a lot, Jordan.
That was Imelda Lynch, CEO of Heart Foundation SANT on your Classic Hits Breakfast.